The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, home of the First Amendment. So, good morning, everybody. Today, the 26th of June, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Ben Yaman.
Good morning. Do you want to hear the national days for today?
Well, I thought I'm just going to try and find ways of poking you a little bit, but nah, I'm okay today. I already poked you once. What are the national days today?
We have some great ones, like National Barcode Day.
Barcode? That's a... Barcode
Day. That's a great one. It's
okay.
We use those all the time.
All right.
We got National Coconut Day.
National Coconut Day.
And chocolate pudding.
And, yeah, get on one of those mics there, David. And National, what was the last one?
Chocolate pudding.
Okay. Now, this is just me. Do you like chocolate pudding?
Not a big pudding guy.
You're not? Do you like chocolate ice cream?
Yeah.
Now, see... I'm more of I really like vanilla ice cream, and as everybody knows. But with pudding, I can go with chocolate pudding, but it's not my favorite. But then again, neither are barcodes, even though that we use barcodes in the military and everywhere else now to make life easier. Okay.
Yeah, like USPS especially.
Okay. Our newest producer, David's going to do the weather today. Yeah, he didn't know he was going to do it. I just said sit down. So what's the weather look like for the week?
Well, as I like what Ben said yesterday, it's going to be sunny, dry, hot. Actually, it's kind of moderate compared to what it could be. Today we've got sunny and hot with a high near 96, calm wind becoming south 5 to 9 miles per hour in the morning. Winds could gust as high as 18 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be clear with a low around 63, west-northwest wind 5 to 9 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. Wind gusts could get as high as 20 miles per hour tonight.
Okay, so there's wind advisories out. All right. And the rest of the week?
Thursday, sunny with a high near 95. That's pretty good.
Friday?
And Friday, we've got sunny and hot with a high near 100. Back.
Oh, okay. And then the weekend?
Weekend, sunny and hot with a high near 97.
Okay, good. So
and
we're just
it's Sunday, high near 98.
So it's going to be sunny and hot. So just be, but not triple digit. So maybe Friday you might sneak in there. Okay. So thank you very much. You did a wonderful job. He came in. He came in. He didn't realize he was going to be harassed from the time he walked in. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been doing this for like 25, 26 years, veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They do treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other plans down there for everybody. That Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Let's talk about the gorilla in the room, Spectrum. Spectrum went out of business yesterday in Reading, in much of Reading. Why? Because of thieves and vandals. It appears that they got to the lines and chopped them open so they could steal copper. Now, my question naturally was, well, with the infrastructure that's that important, isn't it protected? And somebody told me, he said, well, they thought they ran it under the streets, you know, so you have to go down a manhole cover. Now, I don't know if that's true. It sounds like it could be. But even then, there's no shielding on it. So these people went down, if this is what they did, if that's where it's at, into a manhole, went down there, And they cut it all. They cut the cabling lines and the internet lines so they could steal the copper off it. So I've already gotten, I got a text from a friend of mine that's got a business that that outage cost them $5,000 yesterday. And I suppose if you add up all the spots that didn't show on our show, and we have records of it, so we just do is we just pop them more into the rest of the schedule to make up for it. But because the lines were not secured, and we've gotten to the point where they're that brazen to take that out. Now, just think of, but then you want to take a look at that and say, what kind of impact did it have? Just not on businesses, because yesterday we didn't have phones, we didn't have the internet, so of course we weren't on the air till 3 o'clock. My phones and everything at my house didn't come back till after 5 or 6.
It was everywhere. I went to a coffee shop to study, and they didn't have any Wi-Fi. But you know what's crazy? The swab tires through all of it somehow had Wi-Fi.
You did what?
The swab tires.
Yeah.
I just went there and did my work.
Well, it depends on who they were using. But here's the other thing, is that when this is out, what impact does this have on our first responders if the phones are out and the internet is out? What impact does that have on first responders? What kind of backups do they have? Because I thought I was told yesterday that they said they were having the same problems. They didn't have it. And that then becomes dangerous. The rest of it, it's an inconvenience. It takes, it takes money out of your pocket because you rely on it. And I never did get my signal back. I had to go to, when I was out at Simpson, I was out at Simpson for the Citizens Advisory Board, and I couldn't get emails on that either. So anyway, but it came back up, shows are back on and everything. I imagine it must be horrendous to try and put all that back together quickly. And then, how much of that stuff do you have available to go in? Because you got to splice it in. And they did it because they wanted the copper. That was the reason that I heard. Yeah.
And
I hope that was it, and it wasn't just a mini terrorist event.
When I visited South Africa, which is not the level we should be in, I noticed that happens all over South Africa. You'll even see the sidings on roads that are supposed to protect you from crashing, cut off, because they'll cut it off and melt it down just to sell the metal.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of shocking for me to slowly see things that are happening in South Africa, like the power grid getting weaker and weaker, happening here.
Oh, the difference is that we can get this thing up and running in a half a day, 6-7 hours, and over there it's going to take them 6 or 7 days maybe. One of the buildings here in town that's empty, it's a large building, there's no lights in it. And the reason there isn't is because people have come in there and stripped all the electrical wires, anything with copper, out of this place. I mean, there's, holes in the wall. And when they're telling me about this yesterday, I couldn't help but think about Mogadishu. All right? Mogadishu, when we were there, at one time, Mogadishu was a beautiful city. It was an Italian, the Italians had, quote, colonized it. But the city was beautiful, Mogadishu. But you go into these houses or offices, and there'd be these where you could see where they ripped out the wire. When you rip out wire and it just takes, in the side of a wall, and then the wall goes with it. And every one of them had been stripped of all the wires in the houses and businesses. And when I hear that, then I hear what happens here today, and then I heard what happened at the other place. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, we're going third world here. Because we don't have a criminal element here we can't put in jail. And after the break, we're going to talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State for last 2 years. And they are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, a stone cutter, a fabulous selection of jewelry, real friendly people in there. And what can I say? They've been around 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Well, I make it pretty good until that moon comes shining through, and then I get so doggone.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, home of the First Amendment. Yep. 7:20 in the morning here on the 26th of June, about 73 degrees already. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And that's Jeff Wurst. He's been in business well over 20 years, and nobody repairs windshields like Jeff Wurst, whether it's a small chip or a crack. up to 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix it. And he doesn't take chances with your safety. He makes sure it's done right, brings it in, puts it in his own garage there. And not his own garage, but his business workspace there, so he can control the temperature on your glass and all this. He does just a great job. He fixed a 8-10 inch crack on my windshield 17 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work he does. Don't fool around with your family safety. Take your car down, car, truck, RV, whatever you have, down to Jeff for a free inspection and analysis. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Now, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Yesterday, using terms like, it ain't going to work, a waste of time, dead on arrival, Shasta County Supervisors unanimously voted Tuesday not to put a 1 cent sales tax increase on the November ballot to help fund the expansion and operation of the jail in downtown Reading. The presentation by the Deputy County Executive Officer, Aaron Burking, they've said the only way you're going to do that, pay for that new jail, is with the tax increased. And now, to do something specifically for the jail, that's a specific tax, and it takes two-thirds of people voting for it to approve it. A general sales tax would only be like 50% plus one. But they've tried this before several times. It's never worked. Now, the thing is we do need that jail. Maybe we could, if we had another jail with more room in it, that people that cut into all the phone lines and internet lines in our city might be in jail. However, it's Nick Gardner was there yesterday, and they've quoted him in the Record Searchlight. He says it's got to be the wording of the proposed resolution to the ballot that they have to, people have to understand that it's for the jail and the jail only, and the then the money it takes to keep the jail running, and you know, salaries, maintenance, all those things, and it's got to be specific. As Nick said, it's got to be like a contract. We're going to build a 250-bed facility. It's going to cost this and that kind of stuff. But it went down in flames. For the first time in a long time, it was a 5-0 vote. So all the supervisors got together. Is this a harbinger of future votes? I think not. All right, so we're not going to get to jail. Okay, what else? Oh, Panama Beach, Florida. In Panama Beach, Florida, they've had 5 people drown in off the coast of Panama City in the riptides. 5 victims, 4 days. Now, I spent a month plus down in Panama City, going through their diver, underwater operations course there. And we swam out there, and there are rips. So what happened, a rip current, rip tide, will take you and will take you out further away from the beach. And what happens is people get scared, and they try to swim against it. It's not going to happen. It's too strong. Things you can do if you're, this is vacation time, you're going out, you're going to the beach, look for the flags on the beach. Look for the lifeguards. A red flag flying means there's a riptide out there. And if you see that, you may not want to get out there too deep. Or you may want to talk to the lifeguard and see what they say. But what happens if you are caught in a riptide, a rip current? Don't fight it. Swim parallel to the shore. Don't try to come back straight to the shore. You're going to lose. Swim parallel to the shore until you get out of the riptide. Float on your back. Wave your arms. Try to get somebody's attention. But don't try to go against it. Go parallel to the shore. Get on your back. Float as much as you can. do these things. And many times you can get out of that, riptide. So I know a lot of people are heading to the beach. I hate to think of people, but five people on that one beach, and those beaches that have died. What else do we have going on here today? It seems like, the judge in the case of Dr. Laura Hobbs suing the county was the lawsuit was tossed by the judge, who said, let me see if I can get his direct quote. Anyway, he dismissed it, agreeing that the county elections officials did not illegally alter the outcome of the March 5th primary. Stephen Baker, Superior Court judge, granted the county's motion for a judgment, which means they don't state a clear reason to win this case. Now, the other side, Dr. Hobbs, their lawyer says they're going to appeal it, this, and said that it did make a difference. But at the first level, the Dr. Hobbs and her constituents lost. Even though that, you know, they said there was nothing brought up, no evidence from the Hobbs side. It said there's been no professional studies or anything done talking about where a person is on the ballot, if I understand what was written here in the paper. But if you just look it up, you'll see there's been studies that indicate, very strongly indicate, that where you are located on the ballot does have an influence on how many votes you get. That in Texas they did a study, and in Pennsylvania, and they came up with the same thing, is not so much on national and, you know, the state, like congressmen and senators and all that, but when you get down into the city, county, and other boards, that a person's, where a person's name appears on the ballot, can have a difference. So I wonder why they didn't pull those out. Now, maybe they weren't considered a well thought out, a study done by a university taking a look at this. But it's easy if you just, I hate to use the term, Google it, you can find this. And you can just say, ballot placement advantage. And there's like pages of this stuff comes up. And I think when I was talking, they brought their lawyer in. When I asked him about that, or her, she had not heard of that, which I found was interesting. Because if nothing else, you can throw all that stuff out there and say, well, what this study and this study and this study and this study shows, yeah, it does. And then the other side would say, but those weren't scholarly survey, or those weren't scholarly studies, and you measure this, you measure that, and maybe they didn't. So, does it make a difference if your name is first on the ballot? Well, they had cases where the person had died, but they died late, and so their name was still on the ballot. It was still first, and they got a significant percentage of votes in a county election. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. They've been in the business about 17 years. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. You see their names on construction. You see their names on businesses. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy there. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. To learn more, just stop by one of the branches, one in Red Bluff on Riverside, the 1845 California Street, the main branch over at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the shopping center there, and or Ventura Street down in Anderson. Or go to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be. it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Elevate your Bandaloop viewing experience in celebration of the Sundial Bridge's 20th anniversary with Turtle Bay's VIP ticketed viewing parties taking place during the Bandaloop morning and evening performances on both Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Individual tickets as well as tables for eight include admission into the VIP garden area with the best reserved views of the Bandaloop shows, plus food and drinks served by Mosaic Restaurant during the evening performances. Buy tickets now for the VIP experience at celebrate20.com/VIP.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family-operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
To the town of Albrea rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say.
Big Iron. No one. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl Mendebot. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And they're all working again, though they were having problems with them last night. Thanks to the vandals and thieves and mini terrorist that took out all the internet and phone service. The Board of Supervisors had something else that happened there. We being Redding, may be losing air service to Southern California through Avello. The general manager of Trego Dugan Aviation in Redding, a gent by the name of Jared Culver, said, "I feel that there needs to be a little more attention put on our air service matters here. I'm hoping the board will take interest and weigh in on the air service concerns." It appears that, you know, Trigger Dugan is the ground handler for Avello. They're the ones that board the passengers, load the luggage, and that. And Culver told I got this from KRC, our channel, son, is making money, but his company is pulling out. It's not the airline. The airline's very committed to Redding. Avello loves Redding. It's the ground handlers that load the planes, get the people on, et cetera, et cetera. The people here on the ground in Redding that will handle the aircraft, handle the customers, are pulling out. And SkyWest is a ground handler, but they charge more, and there's no word at this time that they're interested. And if we are unable to find a ground handler here in Redding, then I believe Avello would be discontinuing service. And they actually have a date for that, and he's been given the date of August 26th. That's going to be the last scheduled flight out of Redding for Avello, unless they can get this ground handler situation addressed. A unanimous vote. The board also showed, or they agreed to put the issue on the July 2nd meeting agenda. So if Avello likes it here, and we like Avello being here, it comes down to ground handlers. It comes down to a company that's going to offload the planes, get the people on board, and do all those kind of things. And you don't think about it. You know, for some reason, I just thought it was the airlines that did that. That, you know, if you flew on Avello, it was Avello people doing it. You know, if you fly on Delta, it's Delta people that do it. I didn't realize that they, I guess I didn't really even think about it, that give this, or they subcontract this out to other people. But having Avello Airlines leave, I mean, and those flights are pretty good. I mean, you can get down to Burbank and back in one day if that's what you wish to do, but the flights usually run on time. It may not be running your prime rib and everything on the trip, but it gets you down there. It gets you down there safely. Tomorrow night is a big night. It is the President Biden, President Trump debate. It is tomorrow, Thursday. Right. And what do you think is going to happen?
It's going to be like a live SNL skit.
You know, Ben, you know, you never cease to surprise me, son.
Grab some popcorn and some soda. It doesn't matter what side you're on. This is going to be quite
something. Yeah, I've got to figure out where I'm going to be. By the way, tomorrow's show is going to be the show we did Tuesday or yesterday that never got out over the air because of the breakdown in communications we had here from the thieves that took out everything. So tomorrow's going to be that show, so you're going to be able to hear that show. But I was thinking, you know, that, okay, that night, should I sit there and watch it, get the popcorn? Peanuts, Cracker Jacks, sit there, kick back with a beer or a lemonade and watch this. Usually I don't watch them because, frankly, they're pretty boring and you can go back and pick up, you know, spots and all that. You can't trust mainstream media to tell you, you know, the good points and the bad points because, you know, they've all got a dog in the fight, it appears. most of them are Biden dogs. But here's the thing is, how, you know, standing up for 90 minutes in front of the United States and the world, can Joe Biden stand up for 90 minutes straight? What about this? What if, I mean, they're saying things like he can get like vitamin infusions and other things to keep him sharp for that 2 hours. Should there be blood tests for both candidates before they go on the stage? Like they do star athletes. You know, if you're finishing, you know, in the Olympics, they immediately take their blood. In the Tour de France, they immediately take your blood. Of course, if you know what you're doing, you can get past that, as Lance Armstrong showed for, you know, a decade. James Carville, who is his Democratic strategist, the guy that looks like a skull, he says, yeah, Biden will agree to a drug test if Trump agrees to a rabies test, which I thought was hilarious. But, okay, so we give them both drug tests, see what happens, and then we make it public the next day. Now, is Joe Biden going to get some kind of cocktail to keep him sharp and alert and all that? I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm not like a political person at all, and yet I'm going to watch that for entertainment purposes. Two old men calling each other felons the whole
time. Oh, no. That's the thing. We have a pool going here at KCNR, and if you want to get in on it, is how many times and when does it start? The debate starts, and then at what point does the term criminal felon use for the first time? Then it's how many times is the term criminal felon used during the debate? Including by the moderators. Now, the moderators, Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper, who wrote a splendid book, by the way, on Afghanistan called The Outpost. It has nothing to do with his other reporting abilities. Has made it a point of not liking Donald Trump, including doing two stories on the size of Donald Trump's, or two stories on Donald Trump's penis, okay? I think that's the word we can use, plus other things. So he's one of the moderators. So here's Trump going into CNN land, or as I used to say, the Clinton News Network. Going into the CNN land, he's got Tapper and this other person that are the moderators. And if you remember what happened with Romney and Obama that time, when Romney had Obama on the ropes in a debate, I mean, it was pummeling him, the moderator stepped in and said, well, you know that President Obama, 3 days after that, said she stopped the debate right then. It was like you're in the heavyweight championship fight. You've got you got the champ on the ropes. You're pounding him. And the ref comes in and gives you a kidney punch. It just stopped everything. Very unfair. So is this what, you know, is Trump just going to be debating Biden, or is he going to be debating CNN at the same time? Note, they're going to turn off mics. They're going to do all these things. Now.
They're going to turn off mics?
Well, if it's not your turn, they're going to turn off their mics.
Okay, that makes sense.
Not their, yeah. Well, and who knows, maybe they'll just turn Trump's mic off. But here's the thing is, how can Trump win this? He doesn't have to be bombastic. He doesn't have to be nasty. He doesn't have to call people names. He doesn't have to do anything. He just has to point out all the bad things that have happened since Joe Biden's come in as president. And Joe Biden has got to be able to, besides using the term convicted felon, I mean, you got to run on something besides that, because that's obviously not affecting anybody, the fact that he got found guilty in a trial, is you've got to be able to defend what you've done. Yesterday I read that the price of eggs have increased 41%. Okay, think about that. 41% on eggs. Because people can't afford beef. So they're getting their protein through eggs. So there's a surge of buying eggs, but there's not enough eggs, so the prices go up.
I'm not sure if this is a Biden issue. It might be a California issue.
No. This is a national issue. This is a national issue.
What's going to gas? Like, would gas?
Oh, now gas. Well, the gas prices have gone up. Right now, the average American's paycheck, even though their pay's gone up, has dropped something like $140 a month because of inflation. Even though your paychecks go up, inflation has caused your buying power to shrink about $150 a month.
And the more expensive your gas is, the less and less expendable spendable income you have.
You think? What about people that need to, you know, they use their cars to get to work?
Yep.
What about a two-car family because they need the two incomes to keep a roof over their head?
And that's not me, but if they have a roof, and I live near Shasta Lake City, I'm blowing through gas. Like, it's painful, you know?
Well, get a smaller car.
That's the goal. The point is,
get yourself a little hybrid. You know, you've seen these little skates going around that look like an elephant pooped and it got wheels on them.
If anything, Biden has really helped Costco out because now everyone sees their amazing gas prices.
There's other places here in town. They've got real good prices too.
Do they have $1.50 Costco soda combos?
No, nobody does that. Nobody does that. All right, got to take a break. This portion of the show. And you know they're going to continue doing that.
Amen.
You can go in there and get the two slices of pizza, the hot dog, and a drink.
If they get rid of that, I will protest with
$4. It's like $4.30. And their CFO, their new CFO, says, that's staying. That's staying. You know, people love that. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is on the cutting edge of technology. I told the story, but I had a friend that had a TAVR valve replacement. He went out on Thursday, came home on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He was out walking his dogs. This is just one of the technologies that they have there for their procedures. Plus, the second group of residents have arrived, making the total of 23 residents over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. More doctors able to help, not just in the hospital, but in clinics here in town. Not only that, it helps them to introduce them to the North State and what a great place this is, and it is a great place, notwithstanding a few odds and ends there, but it is a great place. Wanting to see if we can get, you know, some of them to stay and join our medical community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing us their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowner crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and non-stop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You got a felony. You got a felony. Man, your road looks rough ahead. Gonna be
welcome
miles
back.
And miles away from
yeah, you don't have a friend in me. You have a felony. Is that it? Okay.
Yep.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You guys. Today, the 26th of June, 7:51 in the morning here, and about 74 degrees out there. It's going to be up to 98 today and sunny. What happened? Okay. I introduced myself yesterday at this meeting as I'm Carl Bott. I'm the physical therapist for President Joe Biden. And everybody was laughing. And I said, we have a way to ensure that President Biden will be standing upright during this whole debate. I said, we starched his underwear so he can't bend over. So, and his underwear goes from his knees up to his armpits. And it's just starched. It's kind of like a mini suit of armor. So
it's just a cast.
It's a very thin cast. Hey, what happens? Have you thought about this? First of all, I think Biden's going to be able to make it through the debate. I think there's plenty of stuff out there that, we'll see. Even though that's what most people are, just like you, Ben, they're saying, can he do it? Can he, for 2 hours, have the mental acuity, answering questions, trying to debate a bombastic Trump. But what happens if he doesn't? What does the Democratic Party do?
He's going to have some phrase that he keeps resorting to, like, this guy.
No, well, it's not even that. But what if he comes off badly? Yeah, I mean, there's a chance that could happen.
Is he not done?
You know what Trump's going to do, and you know people accept Trump for what he is. But what if Biden does really badly? If he can't, you know, he can't travel anywhere without people being around him. He trips. He has these moments where he just freezes. Even though they try to, he was just drinking in the applause. And, yeah, that's why President Obama let him off the stage, or Joe leads him off the stage. But what happens if it's really noticeable that there's something going on there? If it happens, does Gavin Newsom get unleashed on the country? He's clearly not ready for a presidential run right now. But if something happens and the consensus is that Biden needs to step down and they don't want Kamala running, which would even, if anything, could be worse. What about Gavin Newsom? Even though, you know, Biden right now has spent an entire week going through the, prepping for the debate. They're trying to set, and the media is trying to set, you know, low expectations. It already feels like the bar that is set for Biden is clear, is so much substantially higher than the one Trump has to clear. Why is that? You mean because he has to stand up and answer questions for 2 hours? Anyway, so what happens then? The man who had a major hand in orchestrating the early debate was Ron Klain, Biden's White House chief of staff during the first 2 years of his presidency. The Biden's campaign proposed to Trump precisely match those Klain had laid out in April MSNBC appearance. So if Klain thinks he can get him through it, but what if he doesn't? Then you got to look at Newsom. He's done everything possible to put his name out there and go into other countries, meeting with country leaders, you know, getting into a fist fight with DeSantis over whose state's better. And he hasn't said he was going to run. He didn't say he wanted to run. He said he's supporting Biden 100%. But is it? Has he put himself out there to be the knight in shining armor to take over from the faltering king and be anointed in the Democratic convention? Now, the latest polls out here in California show that Gavin's just not well liked out here in California right now. And he, with the decisions they're making on the budget, the fact that we have 45% of the homeless, 45% of all the homeless are here in California. We have the highest poverty rates. You can't buy a house. You know, the median price of a house is, you know, what, $800,000+. The businesses are shutting down. If you can believe this, Hooters. Do you know what Hooters is? The hamburger chain? Restaurant chain?
Yep.
Okay. Hooters is shutting down 40 of their locations. Hooters. In San Francisco, a McDonald's has been there for 30 years, pulled out. Why? It was too much. The $20 an hour was too much. They couldn't keep it going. So you've got Newsom here in trouble in his own state. And is he the one that's going to lead the Democratic Party to a victory in this election? On the other hand, there's so many ways that the Republicans can literally snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory. We see it going on right now in Shasta County. The infighting in the Republican Party is it's just interesting. And I'm not even sure why and how it started, but the battle's on in the Shasta County GOP. I've been reached out. I've had emails. I've had press releases and all this that's going on. But if there's a way the Republicans can lose this, we're on the verge of victory. They'll find it. That's my concern. Not that the Republicans are anything to stand up and cheer about. But right now, with what's happening to our economy, and since I'm in that group, the vast, vast, vast majority of Americans, that when I go into the gas pump and I look at how much it costs to fill up my truck or my car, when we go to a grocery shop and a bag of groceries that used to cost $30 now costs $48, and it's all in one bag, then, yeah, it's hitting us. And we need change. But will we do it? Will you do it, my friends? Will you vote for a change? And I'm not talking just a presidential election. I'm talking about all elections. Is it time to vote for a change? We're going to take a break from the news. We come back. We got Chef Cal with us, and they're going to be talking about their new show that's debuting right here on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court has tossed out a lawsuit brought by state attorneys in Louisiana and Missouri. The suit aimed at curbing the Biden administration's attempts to pressure social media platforms into removing content that the administration considers misinformation. A 6-3 ruling by the High Court finding that the states and a group of social media users had lacked standing to bring the case. Just in time for tomorrow night's presidential debate, former President Trump has been freed from some of the restrictions imposed by a gag order.
The judge in the New York criminal trial modified the gag order, allowing Trump to talk about witnesses and the jury in the criminal case that led to a first-ever presidential conviction. But Judge Juan Marchand says Trump must wait until after his sentencing next month to comment publicly about court staffers, the prosecution, and their families.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Squad member Congressman Jamal Bowman has been defeated in the Democrat primary in New York's 16th Congressional District, defeated by Westchester County Executive George Latimer. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert wins her Republican primary race.
America will rise again. And I'm so excited that you all are here to be a part of it with me. I'm happy to be alongside of you in this fight as your next Congresswoman from Colorado's 4th District.
She won after switching congressional districts. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has arrived back home in Australia. His years-long legal battle over publication of classified documents finally coming to an end. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been mixed. The Dow is down 51 points, while the Nasdaq trading 29 points higher, the S&P 7 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
Brazil's Supreme Court voting to decriminalize possession of marijuana for personal use, one of the last Latin American countries to do so.
The court will resume the session later on Wednesday to set the threshold for drug possession. The judges said it was important to establish clear rules to distinguish between drug users and drug traffickers. Campaigners say the ruling will benefit thousands of Brazilians who are prosecuted and jailed when caught with small amounts of cannabis. Those are mainly the poorest in society, who are often vulnerable to extortion from corrupt police officers or can't afford good legal services. Critics say the changes will create confusion and encourage drug trafficking.
The BBC's Leonardo Rocha. Kenyans awoke today to the acrid smell of tear gas in the air in the capital city, one day after protesters stormed parliament amid violent protests over a controversial tax plan, during which at least six people were killed. News and analysis at townhall.com. There's a new public health alert. It's a warning about dengue fever.
Cases of the tropical disease have been breaking international records. A public health emergency was declared in Puerto Rico in March. The virus is spread by mosquitoes. Many infected people don't get sick, but some experience headache, fever, and flu-like symptoms. Severe cases can involve serious bleeding, shock, and death. Repeated infections can be especially dangerous. There is no widely available medicine for treating dengue infections. Vaccinations have been tricky. Dengue remains less common in the continental U.S., but in the 50 states so far this year, there have been three times more cases than at the same point last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
Fast-moving wildfire near the central Oregon community of Lapine being spurred by gusty winds, prompting evacuations. Local authorities say evacuation alerts have gone out to 1,100 homes and businesses. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, the home of the First Amendment. We will not be silenced. We were streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. There. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's at the helm today. He's the Sulu of our Star Trek Enterprise.
Good morning.
He's just been full of comments today.
Yeah.
Hey, the weather. When I let Ben do the weather, Ben goes, God, it's hot, and it's going to be hot, and it's going to be hot tomorrow. It's going to be hot the next day, which really, I guess, is a weather forecast. But today it's going to be around 96. But we are going to have wind advisories with wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour today. So be aware of that. And Thursday, we're going to be seeing mid-90s, high 90s all through the week, through the weekend. And then Monday, it's going to be hitting triple digits again. And on Tuesday, up to 108. So welcome back to July. I think July, yeah, 1st of July is Monday. So weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. They've been in the business about 26 years. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They're just really good people down there, the Kenny family. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I am here with Chef Cal DiMercurio and his beautiful wife, Krista. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have known of your name and been at your places since I moved here 17 years ago.
Well, we have been around.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about Chef Cal. Who's Chef Cal?
Well, you know, in my family, either killed things or you cooked them, and I always say I was the worst shot, so I got tossed in the kitchen at a pretty young age, and that's where I started cooking when I was 9, and then moved up, actually started right over here, Red Lion over on Hilltop was my first cooking paying job, starting off washing dishes. Even prior to that, I remember Bruce Brown had Maxwell's restaurant down across the way from the theater, Cascade Theater. I remember going up in that dark, scary alley when I was just, 15 years old, and sticking my head in the back door and saying, "Hey," she's in there slinging pans, and I said, "Hey, chef, can I I'll wash your dishes for free if you let me watch you cook?" And when that started our relationship, and I just kind of went on from there. And first restaurant of a few years later than that, it was opened in 89. We opened DiMercurio's. We opened for 17
and that
years.
That was in 89.
In 89. Yeah, okay. French Italian. Well, we started off calling it Continental. And then People didn't seem to understand what Continental was.
They thought it was a continental
breakfast.
So we you go in and you get some pastries.
Yeah, so we changed it to Di Mercuro's French, Italian, and a restaurant, and American. I'm Italian by heritage, trained French, and, of course, we're in America, so kind of just figured it would cover all those. So, yeah, so, you know, been doing that for quite some time, opened up a number of restaurants, had a lot of fun and experiences working with a lot of just amazing chefs. They're really some of the best chefs in the world. Uh-huh. And because of where I was and being in the right place at the right time, mm-hmm. a lot of my life, really got a chance to experience some really cool things. And the community has always been a huge supporter. We've always been very much involved in the community with a variety of different things that we've done. And that's, you know, it's kind of Reading's where I started and Reading's where I'll end up.
Well, that's good. Okay, now let's go to the brains of the operation.
Yeah, the better half is my wife, Krista Di Mercurio.
So how did you get into this? Have you been a, I mean, you're obviously with Chef Cal, but tell us a little bit about you.
Born and raised, Redding, California, at Shasta General
Whoa.
Hospital.
Whoa.
Yes, I'm a lifelong member. Short stint away in Sacramento for college. I think you're from the Sacramento area.
No, Linda is.
Linda is, okay.
That's right.
Yeah, so, but yeah, born and raised here. I grew up on the stage at the Civic Auditorium singing and dancing for years and years and years. And did the college thing, came back, and met him. And we got into food.
And got into food. So, now, so everybody's going, okay, everybody knows Chef Cal. So, you're on here to talk about the debut of your new show.
Yeah, very excited. Radio was something I was had the opportunity to do a few decades ago. And I think it's just a great avenue and a way of getting information out there. One of the things that, you know, when I watch the Food Network, a lot of people are just excited and interested about food, but when I watch the Food Network, I usually only watch it when I want to raise my blood pressure, because I look at these things, and I've taught for a long time. I've taught for decades as well, almost always teaching at the same time I had restaurants. About 17 years just at Shasta College doing adjunct stuff. And, I've just really enjoyed it. And, you know, we've been given this gift, and it's like, okay, well, what do we want to do with this? So we've got the website, which started out as a blog, and then mm-hmm. we've got, you know, the Instagram and the Facebook and the YouTube videos and stuff. You can actually Google or stick it in YouTube, the Cream of Seven Onion Soup. That one's in there, one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. So we've done that.
Cream of Seven Onion Soup.
Yeah.
Obviously not all the same kind of onion, right?
No. Yeah, seven different onions, and it was just one of those things.
Seven different kinds of onions?
Oh, yeah. You got really go by color. You can go red, green, onion, yellow, white, garlic, shallots, and leeks. So, So I was just, you know, the way most of my things kind of got evolved is I learned how to cook from scratch, so I can walk in the kitchen. And one day I was walking in the kitchen and it looks, okay, we got to make soup every day. Di Mercurio is probably the last restaurant that you got soup and salad at. This is before they had a la carte pricing. We just looked around, see what was laying on the counters, what was in the fridge, and I said, well, I got all these onions, and it's actually a really sweet, creamy soup.
It sounds good.
But that's one of the things that we want to do with the show is to show people not only how easier it could be working in the kitchen at home, but also there's very few things other than perhaps sleep you're really going to do a whole lot more in your life than being in the kitchen. Being in the kitchen is something you spend a lot of time. Yeah,
bedroom kitchen.
Yeah,
you know,
there you
things
go.
Like that. And now, so the concept of the show is?
The concept's going to be to teach people and show people different things. It's actually going to be a call-in show, so people can call and ask cooking questions. Mm-hmm. But it might, you know, we want to talk with local you know, restaurant owners about the concerns that are there. We'll talk about, you know, being able to eat healthier. One of the things that I found out working with my wife, it was in 2018, she had asked me to teach her how to cook professionally. So I taught her one thing a week for the 52 weeks of 2018, and then she blogged it. And I tell you, it really helped change our relationship even for the better, helped us grow, because you can't be in a kitchen without talking. If you're not talking, someone's going to get cut, someone's going to get burned. You know, it's got to be corner, I'm behind you, coming to the left, opening up the oven. So you have to have that communication, and that's where everything kind of starts. And we want to be able to teach that, and it should be fun. If I mean, you have to do it anyway. Why not have some fun while you're in the kitchen?
Well, we're here with Chef Cal and Krista DiMercurio. They're starting their show a week from today.
Yeah, July 3rd.
At 5 p.m. We have our camera that streams, but you're going to have other things I think you're going to be doing. We'll talk about that when we get back from the break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy was on the show the other day, and she pointed out that where a lot of these major carriers that you've heard of are pulling out or not writing policies, there are others that have an A rating, that are really good insurance carriers, that are available out there and that can provide insurance to people that are having real problems getting insurance out here, especially in the Northern California area. For more information on that and your other insurance questions, be it health insurance, life insurance, whatever, give Judy Maxwell a call. Maxwell Insurance and Financial has both your financial needs and your insurance needs under one roof, two separate divisions. And Judy's been helping people since 1993. Give her a call, 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
So happy together.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hey Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your home of the First Amendment. We shall not be silenced. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and your phone lines here are 530-365. That's not true. 530-605-4567. I should know that, but we didn't have phones yesterday due to vandals and thieves and many terrorists that took out the whole town. And so I have to retrain myself, I guess. And I'm here with Chef Cow and Krista, his long-suffering... No, I'm just kidding. His better half, Krista DiMercurio. They're starting a new cooking show on our radio station. And people are thinking, you're going to have a cooking show on a radio station. Well, it's... They've been explaining it. And it starts a week from today at 5 p.m. And they're going to be with us. The restaurant business is tough. Mm-hmm. Everything I've ever read. I once took a small business class in San Diego. And they were given hints. And they said, what business are you starting? And in this class, about 20, I would say at least half or coffee businesses, going to have a coffee business. And the guy standing up there, you know, and the guy, you know, after like the sixth or seventh one, they're all kind of looking around. And so almost half the class is going to start a coffee business. He says, this is really important for y'all to hear this. What's going to make your business different than theirs? Everybody serving coffee. And I thought, oh, that's an eye-opener. And the, you know, the fact that automatically they've got 10 other people in there that want to start a business and be successful, and it's all the same business. But restaurants, for as long as I've read, and I'm going to give it to you now, don't last in the first 3 years. They have a, they just, it's really tough on restaurants.
It's a pretty big failure rate. It can be so, up 60 to 70% will make you in those first few years. And there's a variety of reasons why, and that's one of the things that we certainly want to talk about on the show. But here's a, Carl, a good explanation. So, I come to your house and I say, you invite me over and me and Krista come over with this beautiful lasagna that all three of us, or I'm sorry, all four of us, and, including your wife, sit down and enjoy this wonderful lasagna. And then I go to someone else's house and we bring our favorite lasagna, and you guys say, whoa, this, oh, that was so good, man, you should open a restaurant. And someone else, we take it there and they say the same thing, and you go somewhere else. Well, so I'm all excited, me and Chris, but I'm going to open up a restaurant and sell lasagna. Well, first off, you know, all I know how to do when it comes to this business is make lasagna. And the food is only about a third. Now, I think it's certainly one of the most important. Some might say the most important, but I'd say it's one of the most important things. Mm-hmm. But it's really only a third of the overall pie. You know, you have one third of your business is the food. Again, that's what it is in your cost. One third of it is labor, and then one third of it is your overhead, which is both either fixed or non-fixed. Well, so there's not too much, percentages or slices of that pie that are left to be able to make a profit. And now all of a sudden you got food prices going up and you've got labor prices just ridiculously going up.
As we know.
And then you got the regulations with, we talked off the air about the pork thing with, what's happened.
Where you can't bring pork in that hasn't gotten so many square feet of steerage, and same thing with chickens. Mm-hmm. But that drives the prices up on that. And I think they're still fighting the pork thing, but I don't know if they're going to win or not. They lost on the chickens. But all of that drives up. And then the cost of fuel to get it there. I mean, there are so many things that when you're running a business that you think, that's not going to impact. Oh, yes, it does.
Well, and labor. I mean, just actually trying to find people that will show up. See, I didn't used to have this problem when I started doing this four decades ago, and back in the mid-80s, I had no problem finding people that wanted to work. Now you have people,
I hear that all the time.
You can get, 20 applications and set up interviews, and maybe two people show up, and out of the two, maybe you hire one. It's just this strange kind of thing. And of course, COVID had a big deal. A lot of people want to, I guess, live on their couch, and they don't need it. But there's a lot of things that have changed, and it certainly makes it rough. I don't know. What are your thoughts, honey? And running a restaurant, you've helped me do it for quite a while now. She's involved at DiMicurio's, of course, Rivers Restaurant, the Deja Vu. What's it called now?
View 202.
View 202. Yeah. So we opened that back in 07 and had two beautiful years before the housing crisis crushed us. But she's been involved in all my restaurants.
It's a brutal business. It really is.
It is.
There's
brutal.
So many factors and so many things you got to take care of, and so many things you got to think about, and so many people you got to think about on the customer end, so many people you got to take care of on your end. And then there's taxes. I didn't know about the taxes.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, you get taxed on
Let's not talk about taxes.
But this is stuff that I didn't know going into it. I grew up on the Food Network, and I look at the romantic side of food and being a chef, but there's a dark side to it too. That's just
see these, and I agree with you. It's the restaurant business is a business. You can sit there and you, as the chef, you prepare wonderful meals, which you do, by the way.
Thank you.
Wonderful meals. But then you have a server that slams it down on the table, does something.
Yeah.
And it sets the ambiance, it sets the mindset of your customers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, oh my gosh, this food is wonderful, but I don't have any water.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my server since they, dumped it off here at the table.
Well, it takes seven positive interactions to stick in somebody's mind. It only takes one negative to stick.
Yeah, so from the time you come in, the time you're seated, the time the server comes up with water and whatever else they're bringing right then the order, then coming back and checking, all of this gives you a very much of a, of a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when the food comes, that's kind of like the cherry
there. Yeah.
And then come back while you're eating and fill your water glasses or your iced tea, whatever it is, to come back.
Yeah.
And then so when you walk out of there, you go, oh, yeah, we're coming back here again.
Yeah.
And it just takes two things not to happen. That, okay, the food was good, but.
Yeah, a good meal can save a bad experience, I've always said. So if you have, because I can go back to a restaurant and just say, I don't want that server, okay, because the meal was great. But I can't go back to a restaurant, and I don't care how good the service was, if the food was terrible, I can't go back and say, who's cooking tonight? Or I want a different chef, or I want a different cook. And that's one of you know, a restaurant is really hurting, and it's the death blow when a customer walks in and says, who's cooking tonight?
Oh.
It's an important factor, but you're right, Carl, that it all comes in one big package, and it's from the time, it starts from the time you, in these day and age, go online and maybe make a reservation, or the time that you call that restaurant, and did they, how did they answer the phone, I remember at Rivers Restaurant, I taught everyone, they always answered the phone, thank you for calling Rivers Restaurant, I can help you. You know, it just started out on a positive.
Yeah.
And then we were real blessed to have a crew. We had 110 workers there, but I had 2 weeks to train them. And, it's one of the most important things of opening a restaurant is that period of time of training. And most of the time, most people that open restaurants are operating on a budget and they want to get open as soon as possible and they skip a lot of those steps. All those steps are in training. That's one of the things that Chris has always been able to do for us is be able to put together really good training manuals. And I mean, how close to the table do you stand? You know, do you know the specials when you come up? What is the soup for today? You know, what can we do to accommodate gluten-free or allergies or dietary or nutritional concerns? Everyone needs to know these things. And really it comes down to the three words, which is attention to detail. That's all I got to do. And I came out to a restaurant here, a restaurant downtown. I won't say the name, but we were out and had a French fry. I don't know how the potato got that big, but it's like a 6-inch French fry sitting on the floor. Well, throughout our meal, either server, owner, waiter came by our table 13 times during the course of our meal until we were done, and that French fry was still sitting there. It was a dark floor with a big white French fry sitting there, and it's like, does nobody see this? You know, so big part of it is just paying attention.
Okay, well, that's for every business, but especially in the restaurant business.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have to take a break here. I'm with Chef Cal and Krista DiMercurio. They're opening their new show a week from today at 5 p.m. And we're going to come back and talk about the show. And then I need to talk about the Food Network just for a second, too. And then I'll turn it over to you. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, is my barbershop of choice. I've been going there for 17 years, never had a bad haircut. It's a barbershop. It's not a salon. It's a great barbershop. It's local. It's been there since 1960, and the spaces are in now since like 65, 66. It's veteran-owned business, of course, locally owned, locally operated. When I want a haircut, I make a phone call to them at 530-244-9478. And I make an appointment, so it works for me. Or I just stop by if I want to hide out there for a while. And when there's an opening, I hop in the chair. These are great people, great haircuts, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
If I could take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Divine. It's 8:35 in the morning here on a Wednesday, the 26th of June, and about 75 degrees right now, going up to 98 today. Just remember that. Air-conditioned spaces. As we, next week we hit in the hundreds again. Anderson Library, Bernie Library, Cottonwood Library, Redding Library, the Shasta Lake Library, and for seniors, the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson, and of course the Good News Rescue Mission, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Mount Shasta Mall. Mm-hmm. Over there and sit in one of their nice chairs if you're getting, things are getting hot and your air conditioning is not keeping you cool. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Do not leave anything in a car that you expect to be alive if you're leaving for an hour. When it's 103 degrees, it's going to be 140 in your car very soon. If somebody sees that you left your dog, your child in a car, they're going to call the police or Haven Humane. And they're going to come out, and they're going to look for you. They've got the heat guns that they can see the temperature inside your car. And if it's high, and the animal or the child or the grand person mm-hmm. looks distressed, they're taking them out. So just be aware of this. And I just saw where this couple lost their baby in a hot car. And you wonder how that happens. But it does happen. So be aware out there. I'm here with Chef Cal DiMercurio and his wife, Krista. They're starting a new show next Wednesday. It starts at 5 p.m. And we were talking during the break on – I used to watch the Food Channel now and then, but these reality shows aren't really real. You know, they hype up the confrontations between people and blah, blah, blah. But we did talk about that movie, Jules and Julia, where this woman, in kind of an homage to Julia Child's, cooked a different meal mm-hmm. every day from Julia Child's cookbook. Now, some of them were a disaster. Some of them were really good. Mm-hmm. What it takes to put together a meal like that. Well, it's one thing for me to cook for Linda or Linda to cook for me, but when Chef Cal and Krista are cooking for 200 people, and I'm not, through the course of a night mm-hmm. coming through there, mm-hmm. 100 people, I mean, that's 100 meals. How do you do that?
And everybody getting something different.
Yeah. How do you do that? I mean, what's prepared beforehand? I always wonder about that. Is that thing already made, you know, when they come out, you know, like the veggies?
Well, there's, you know, there's always preparation and you have to get things to a certain point. But you don't want to get them beyond that. And you had mentioned off air also, about following a recipe.
Yeah.
Well, the recipe is only part of it. And I've done this numerous times when I've been teaching, and I'll give, you know, 10 people the same recipe for chocolate chip cookies, and maybe two of them out of the 10 will come out the same. And these are people that cook. Well, it's because they melted the butter, and these people just softened it, and then for this one it was too hard, and then something simple like they keep opening the oven door. Well, if an oven's 350 degrees and you open the door, by the time you shut it, it's back down to 290 or 300, so whatever you're cooking is now going to take more time. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not going to brown as well. So, again, it gets back to that attention to detail.
Okay.
Being recipe-oriented is great to start with, but you do have to understand, you know, the item, how it's affected by sitting, by resting. One of the things that I remember Krista talking about a while back was one of the things that people asked probably the most was, how do I get all the items to come up at the same time?
Oh, okay.
Right? So
I am glad you said that because, do you get them to come out at the same time?
Yeah.
And then if you have people over, they want to chit-chat.
Yeah.
And they're out there chit-chatting, you know, having their drinks and all this. And your meal is ready then.
Yep.
And that was one of the first questions I ever had for him was, you've got 15 minutes from the time that order comes in until it should be on the table. How do you get done 15 minutes when I'm in the kitchen for 2 hours cooking dinner?
Okay, so what's the secret?
Yeah. So you have to have the things prepared, and you have to be aware of what's going on. A lot of people in the restaurant business, we'll call it kind of an expediter position, which oversees everything that makes sure, that lamb is cooking in there. It's going to take the longest, so it goes in first. Then you wait 5 minutes before you start the salmon, okay? And at the same time, you're going to start that ribeye steak. And you just have to be aware of everything and also aware of how long things are in the oven. And you get really good at it when that's all you do. I mean, when you're focusing on those things.
Sure.
But that way, you know, there's just tons of little tricks and hacks and things that we do. And Krista, spending all these years with me in the kitchen, will say that quite often when I'll do something that is just normal to me and I'm not really thinking about it because it's just normal. And she'll say, why'd you do that? Oh, that was a good idea. I'm like, well, it's just normal in the kitchen because everything has to come up at the same time.
Yeah,
you know,
and you've got four people sitting at a table, four different things. Salmon, mm-hmm. like you said, salmon, steak. Oh, I'm gonna have the rack of lamb,
mm-hmm.
and I'll have some kind of chicken.
Yeah,
and so there you are in the back. You've already got certain preparation, but mm-hmm. I mean, you have to cook it.
Yeah.
I mean, some of it may be started, but others you have to cook.
Well, you start developing a battle plan. So this all started. I was taking over the lunch program for my son's school, and this is actually how all of our stuff started together with him teaching me, was because I needed to know how to run this program. In the beginning, I was just watching him, and by the end, he was gone, and I was running the program. But you have to know ahead of time how many orders you might have, how much food you need to have on hand, what can you prep ahead of time, can you have your salad dressings ready to go, can you have your salads ready to go, can you have your soup ready to go, and so when the firing comes up, it's ready to go, and you can just dish it up. Then other things, you have to wait and you hold it. You can't cook your chicken 20 minutes ahead of time. You have to wait until it's ready to go out before you can cook it just a few minutes before. It's all timing.
Yeah, and a good example of that, and again, this has nothing to do with the food per se, but, you know, I remember doing an event a long time ago where it was a large buffet of men. It was for church or something, and they and somebody put the wrong spoon in the potato salad without thinking. Well, why would that make a difference?
Well, it's a little spoon.
Yeah. Well,
that's why.
Well, they're men, and it was a big spoon.
Oh, big spoon.
And they were men, and a man, when they go through a buffet line, is going to take a spoonful. I don't care if the spoon holds, you know, 4 pounds or if it holds 4 ounces. They're going to take a spoonful. So this event was like 800 people, and we ran out of potato salad, 400 people in. Right, so it's those little things that you need to know and you need to understand. And
so there was a trip down to the store?
Cool. Yeah, for that one, definitely there was. But again, it's more complicated, and not complicated in the being difficult, but it is, you have to be well-rounded. You have to be thinking about all the different components, well, serving utensils and such.
And that's the other thing. Okay, how do you keep lettuce? Okay, so you want to make your salad beforehand.
Yes.
How do you keep it crisp?
Again, perfect idea. I mean, or perfect question, rather. And I did that. I was corporate chef for a Black Bear Diner. Uh-huh. For a couple of years, yeah. And we were having that complaint. And when you're running 60 restaurants, every complaint comes to you that is food-related, because I'm the corporate chef. And so I did a video on it. I ended up doing a YouTube video on it. And it's not difficult, but you have to go through the process, which is you wash the lettuce in ice water. Don't bruise it.
Right.
Don't beat it up. It's gentle. Be careful. Wash it in ice water. Let it drain. Shake the water out. Cut it up, use a lettuce spinner if you have one, get that excess water out, and then cover with a damp towel till you're ready to serve, and every bite's just going to be as crisp as a person could.
There you go.
I would have came out of a garden. I mean, when we do asparagus, we cut the bottom off, and we set it in warm water. Do that with our herbs and set it right back into the refrigerator, because the asparagus doesn't have a brain, and it's going to just... when you put it in warm water, right after you cut it, it starts soaking the water back up as if it's alive. And asparagus that could last 2 days will now last well over a week, just simply because of the way that you're treating it. So again, those are just tricks. Those are little things that we do to make sure that
See,
the food stays good.
Right there, my friends, is the reason you need to listen to this show. Like, I'm going to be listening to it, and I'm trying not to keep, you know, I'll keep calling the show. But it's just this. I mean, if you entertain, I mean, these are things like, it's an mm-hmm. easy fix that you can mm-hmm. do, so everybody gets their lettuce and it's all nice and crispy.
Exactly,
and, which
yeah.
I really like. When you get lettuce sometimes at restaurants, it's kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah, this has been out of
looks a little dead there.
Okay, we have to take a break. It's 8:45 in the morning, and I'm here with Chef Cal and Krista DiMercurio. Their show is going to debut here a week from today at 5 p.m. And I think it's just going to be interesting. And so many questions that he's going to be able to answer that you have, plus I'm sure recipes and going through all this. But we'll talk about that when we get back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices.
And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Don't tread on me. Hey, it's 8:50 in the morning here on Wednesday. It's going to be about 98 today and the rest of the week in the high 90s. Next week it starts in the triple digits, so be aware with the 4th of July coming up. And speaking of that, with me in the studio is Chef Cal and Krista DiMercurio, well-known chef in our area. And Krista is homegrown. She's from Reading.
Yes,
left for a little while, came home, came back. Now, what's the first show going to be about?
Well, glad you asked that, all right, Carl, because one of the things that is really a dear way for me to cook, and I don't care what time of the year it is, I don't care if it's raining outside, I don't care if it's, triple digits like it gets up here, just have to get used to it and get acclimated, but the way I like to cook is I like to cook and I like to barbecue. One thing, you get fewer dishes when you barbecue. But I've written for barbecue magazines in the past, and I remember, I don't know how long ago it was, but we had the national barbecue championship here in town. It was over at the Reading Civic Auditorium. I'm not sure what it's called now, but they had the national barbecue competition there. And it's really interesting when you dig into barbecue and all the different flavors and the different meats, because one of the things that you utilize a lot when you barbecue is what we call secondary meats. You know, you're not using like the filet mignon or the strip loin where you get your New York or the top sirloin. You're using secondary cuts of meats, ribs, and roasts like your shoulder, which would be your chuck roast. So
what's the tri-tip? Because everybody serves tri-tip all the time. Yeah, well, some of it is really melting your mouth. Tri-tip and others.
Yeah.
It's the prime rib of Shasta County.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to go outside of California and ask for tri-tip because you really won't see it. It is something that's really native to California. And then the seasoning on that would be the Santa Maria, which comes down from the Santa Maria area. Uh-huh. And that's just where it started. But it's the way you cook it is certainly important, mm-hmm. but I can cook a perfect tri-tip, perfect medium rare, 128 degrees, and not let it sit, and I can cut into it, and when I cut into it, it just bleeds out, because if you think about cooking, there's that, all that motion going on, right? All that friction, yeah, all that activity, that's what's cooking the protein. Well, that, you know, all of that, you know, activity that's going on needs to calm down. And if you don't let it calm down and you slice your meat, well, good luck, unless you're eating your cutting board, because that's where all the flavor's going. Yeah,
yeah.
There should never be any juice on your cutting board. You know, the food needs to rest. Juice is flavor, and you want the flavor in the food.
Okay.
So just simply cutting it wrong. And how many times have you had tri-tip and it's just chewy?
I see
that all the time. And even though it's mostly a singular muscle, you have to be careful that the muscle, the muscle fiber doesn't change as you're going through. And all of a sudden, you know, you start off cutting across the grain. So you got short little bites of muscle fibers. And now all of a sudden it changes. And now you got these long piece. So now you've got beef flavored bubble gum. So,
at Odell's, I had to learn how to cut tri-tip, and it took a long time to get it right. But, yeah, you have to change, like, halfway through the whole angle and everything.
Yeah, you have to just pay attention and know that it needs to be cutting across, but also let it rest.
Okay, so you're going to be giving your first show is going to be dedicated to barbecue.
Oh, yes.
Because the next day, of course, is
July 4th.
July 4th, so we're going to give you some you know, hints and clues, and we'll go over some recipes, and we're actually putting together what we call a lead magnet that will be available for people to go ahead and, you know, get online through our website that will have a lot of these ideas and, you know,
what's your website again? Tell people what that is.
It is culinarilyyours.net. But if that's too much of a mouthful for you, you can also get to us through chefcal.net. And MrsChef.net.
There you go. Culinarily yours.
Yeah,
that's cute.
Yeah, the challenge with the culinarily is that when we used to sign menus, and we used to have to sign hundreds of menus when we were on the team and we were competing and doing fundraising. And so you're always as a chef signing your name to menus, just tens of thousands of times through the career. So you just learn to be able to do it fairly quick. And I always sign one in culinarily yours. Well, culinarily isn't actually a word. There's an extra I in there.
Yeah.
And the computer wants to keep kicking it back on spell check, but I think that it actually finally became
a word now.
It just recently became a word.
Well, there's a lot of words that just became recently words.
Yeah.
But
the barbecuing, again, a lot of it is the technique. A lot of it is in the roasting. Are you going to baste it? Are you going to add a flavor? When are you going to add your sauce to it? Are you going to do a marinade? Does it need a marinade? Some things, you know, marinades are built to break things
down. Barbecue spare ribs. Grew up on them.
Yep.
Okay. And then when I read about it, they say, oh, you're supposed to cut off the, there's this hard line, lining, but a skin.
Yeah, well, there's some shin bones that you want to trim, make sure those are off. But the lining, that's just what we call silver skin.
Yeah,
and you can pull it off the either side of the back of the, but it's on the inside bone, and you just pull it off, it comes right off. But if you don't know to do that, that's going to contract when it's cooked. And it can start rounding your ribs. If you ever cooked ribs and had them kind of round up. Well, that's because that cartilage is there, and that cartilage, so you just get rid of it.
Okay.
But those, again, are simple things you need to look for.
Now, when do you, I know people that have soaked their ribs in the barbecue sauce before they start cooking, and I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to do that. Am I wrong?
Well, I think the challenge you would have if you did that would be now you've got all this sugar.
Yeah.
Barbecue sauces are real high in sugar and fructose and things like that, and it's got a much better chance of burning.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do that, I would say make it more of a marinade, make it a little bit thinner, and then put the sauce on towards the end of the cooking process, maybe on the last turn. But I'm going to be telling a story I'll tell next week also about my grandpa and a marinade that he used to make that really had a big impact on me when I was younger. So I'm going to share that with people.
It's a good thing that it's a good thing that we stream every one of our shows. Oh, and archive them.
Yeah.
So I can go back and listen to that if I don't hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. one, first for being with me today, and two, for having a show on our station. We so much appreciate that. And I would tell you, my friends, is Chef Cal is really well known for being a great chef, and Krista, his wife, is right in there with him, toiling in the kitchens. So this show is going to be a great one to learn about cooking and picking up these tips from two experts.
Yeah, that's really what it's all about. You know, just sharing these things that we've been able to pick up in the past.
And you get to ask questions like I do.
Yeah, and see, and then I have that professional understanding and direction, and then my wife will correct me and say, well, from the wife's standpoint in the kitchen as the significant other, I would do it this way. So
here's the big question. If I could... Do y'all have a countdown now?
I do that for shows.
That's cute.
That's
really cute. I like
that. I'll do it for you guys,
too. If I cook, she cleans. Is that fair? Or if she cooks, I clean.
I think you both cook and you both clean together.
There you go.
Right?
Agreed.
There you go. Okay. All right. I love it.
I hate doing the dishes at midnight.
Oh, and then you have a dinner
you
party.
You clean as you go. That's one of the things that you want to do in the kitchen.
One time our dishwasher went out. And we had 10 people over. It was some kind of thing that we had sold there for Turtle Bay. And the dishwasher had broken that afternoon. I started cleaning as we were going through. And I was finished by 10 o'clock cleaning all the dishes. And otherwise, waiting for the dishwasher, it would have been midnight. Yeah. And I learned a valuable lesson there. Okay, go to culinarilyyours.net. That's their website, Chef Cal and Krista. The show starts next Wednesday. And,
very excited.
So are we. So
what's up on the drive home?
There you go. Five to six.
Drive time. There you go.
Okay. Everybody have a great day.